Now, Andrea, for listeners out there who don't know what camp is, what is your kind of elevator pitch? What are these kids doing?
Yeah, sure. So basically we say that the China Australia Millennial Project brings together the innovation ecosystems of both China and Australia. And what we do is we get people, 100 people at a time, 50 come from China, 50 come from Australia, and we see these guys as being like the future Jack Ma from Alibaba or the future Mark Zuckerberg. So we kind of test the thesis. What would happen if you got Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Ma in a room together as collaborators and co-founders? What would they create? And if you could invest in something like that, then how far could you take it?
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. What an incredible way to create a think tank that some really amazing ideas are going to come out of. How long have you been going with camp?
Yeah, so I had this idea in 2014. I was working a corporate job and, you know, I'm a China geek. So, you know, I've gone to China since 2002 and I speak Chinese. And I was just seeing so much opportunity coming up for young people in the Australia-China space, but I couldn't necessarily see our kind of traditional big corporates really running as hard and fast at that as I really thought they should. So I thought, well, you know, instead of moaning about it in my corporate job, I'd actually just quit and create something which I thought could really make a change.
Amazing. Now, you've had some pretty high-profile partners in crime to work with the likes of Vivid and Oztrade and Bridge Climb and China giant Alibaba, to name just a few. How did you get these big names on board? How do you collaborate?
Yeah, so really what it comes down to is having a really good value proposition and filling a gap in the market. So, you know, I was seeing that the relationship between Australia and China was pretty transactional. You know, like if you think about the resources boom, it was basically a relationship where you could characterise it like Australia swaps money for expensive dirt. And, you know, like, and that's great. Like, that has led to a lot of prosperity, actually, in Australia. It's really driven a lot of our economy, and China is our largest trading partner because of that. However, it doesn't take that many people to actually drive a resources boom. If you're going to have an innovation boom, however, that takes heaps of people. Heaps of people can get involved in that, including, you know, people from the countryside, working class background like me. So, you know, the way that we do that is we actually say to Alibaba, hey, wouldn't it be interesting if you could tap into some of these really kick-ass ideas early? And if we can help you out with, you know, getting people in Australia to better understand Alibaba, then how good would that be?
Amazing.
So, you know, it's really kind of an angle into some really fresh innovation for those companies.
And it's mutually beneficial, of course, as well, because these guys get in on the ground floor of really incredible ideas and really incredible innovations. And you also give some young people a chance to get their ideas heard.
That's right. And, you know, those companies actually get access to really great talent as well, you know. So, you know, when we've got 100 people that we're really screening and saying, hey, these people are actually incredibly interesting doing, you know, stuff with really emergent behaviour, with technologies that aren't normal yet, but that, you know, in a few years' time are going to be very normal. We give corporates a window into that, particularly for Chinese millennials, who are an incredibly influential group right now. Mm. You know, there's, I think it's like 300 million millennials in China.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I know. So how many Australians is that?
Do you find you run into any issues or problems working in an intercultural environment?
Oh, all the time. It's kind of part of it. You know, it's actually kind of the magic of it. So, yep, there's definitely really interesting things that come up when you have a diverse group of people. So what we do is we give them a methodology which helps them to work through that. You know, more and more, the teams that we work in involve people from different countries, different backgrounds, different generations. So figuring out the methodology of collaboration where you can actually make really great stuff happen and you don't need to be in the same country, you don't have to have the exact same background, but you can do incredible things anyway, that's kind of part of it. So, yep, the highs are high, the lows are low, it's a roller coaster ride, but, you know, we're focused on the outcomes. So we're focused on getting people to actually push through that. And, you know, enjoy it for all of its highs and lows. It's like a roller coaster.
Oh, my God. And such a fun roller coaster too. I tell you what,
it's pretty wild.
It sounds absolutely like the best time. Now, it's all kicking off on Monday. What have you got happening for the project?
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, I am at International Airport picking up some of the Chinese delegates who have just come over. We kick off on Monday, and basically we're going to be rapid prototyping, iterating really fast. The guys are going to pitch the ideas that they've come up with. And I have to say, when I say guys, I'm talking about a program which is exactly 50% female as well as male.
So yes, that is amazing.
An innovation and entrepreneurship program, 50% female. How about that?
That is fantastic. That makes me so happy to hear. Oh, my goodness.
It's pretty
That's
easy
wonderful.
To do. It's actually pretty easy to do when you say to people, women have just as much chance of being a part of this conversation as men. Women start applying like crazy. So it's a really, really interesting one. So, yeah, so basically what's going to happen is on Tuesday we have a very big event at Sydney Town Hall called See the Future. And that is where we're actually getting some of those delegates up on stage, people who have been a part of the program in the past. But we've also brought people over from China to be able to speak to a Sydney audience about just why innovation in China is actually one of the most exciting games out there. You know, it's as big as digital, the rise of China. So when you put the rise of digital and the rise of China in the same conversation.
Gosh.
You know, you're talking about something really interesting. So that happens at 10 o'clock on Tuesday at Sydney Town Hall. And we've still got some tickets available for that because basically there's going to be 1,000 people in the room. So if viewers or listeners want to come along, it's as simple as just Googling See the Future on Eventbrite, and they can get in the door.
Oh, it sounds like an awesome event. It'll be a great night. Andrea, you're an absolute legend. You've put something really special together here. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries at all. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much. Yes, bye-bye.